on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. That was actually a little better Christmas music than our last bumper music, because that one actually, was talking about the birth of the Christ child, which we are celebrating. And we're encouraging you to join KLYT with GFA World, reaching out to Asia and Africa with the Christmas Critter campaign. And, you know, critters are something you can get if you want, with chickens or a water buffalo or goats or a barnyard bundle. But winter clothing is something that's a need, or mosquito nets, or the Word of God, Bible tracts. As you go shopping, there's some things that aren't listed on the catalog that we've prepared for you, but let me throw out a few things, including unsponsored children. If you give just to the, you know, where it's most needed, it'll go towards something like that, or maybe building a church, some of the things that are listed, like the bio water filters, or the Jesus well, the bio sand water filters, I should say. I mean, for only $30, you can provide clean water for others in Africa or Asia. And again, I'll remind you, most of us in America can probably take about 10 or 15 steps, and we're to a spout where we can turn on a faucet and get potable water. And I think we take it for granted. I do. I know I do. I know that I don't think about people who get up and have to hike a couple miles every day just to go get clean water. So whether it's that or even a Jesus well, which you can give a portion of or all of, pray about the gift you give. An outdoor toilet. You can't know how much people, whether it's the sanitation or just their spirits, the shame of having to go out, in the middle of the night, in the dark, and wonder if there's wild animals or wild people. I'm being a little graphic, but it's real. These things are happening. And by the way, our goal was $10,000 for the season. We're about $8,200. So thank you so much for everyone who's given towards the Christmas Critter campaign already. Let me wrap up with this. Go to klyt.fm, click on the banner right at the top of the page, and go start shopping digitally. Or you can call toll-free 855-513-2127. Here's that toll-free number again, 855-513-2127. Madison and Chloe join me from the Sheology Ministry, just about 100 yards away, or 50 yards maybe.
Hey, Steve. Thank you so much for having us.
Long trip to the studios today, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Traffic was hard.
Yeah, now, for those not familiar with Sheology, it is a women's ministry out of Calvary Church.
Yes.
But it's so much more than that. I've been really impressed over the years to see how many hundreds of women from the body of Christ at other churches, or some coming from no church.
Right.
Yeah.
That are able to come to Sheology. Right. Give people kind of a synopsis of what the hope is in general that Sheology can accomplish.
Absolutely. So we are just women who love worshiping Jesus. Mm-hmm. So we are Lenya Heitzik's women's ministry. So we are passionately pursuing the gospel and just committed to providing a place where women can encourage each other in biblical responsibility. We also aim to create a contagious culture. So our aim is that every single woman receives a smiling welcome and feels like they walked into their home when they come to Sheology, that every single woman finds a friend at this ministry. That is our aim, because I think that there is such a stigma behind women and women friendships and women groups, but we want to fight that stigma, and we want to create that contagious culture of a woman just feeling comfortable in the midst of each other and worshiping Jesus together, and in a judgment-free zone where they can just freely worship and freely come together with their children and their friends to just, embrace each other.
You know, I know we talk about it when we you got the man up guys in here. We talk about, we go to church with our families, with our wives, with our brothers, our sisters, you know, the boys and girls are in the same room.
Yeah.
But you know what? Sometimes it's just, you know, Chloe, I don't know if you want to speak to this, how important it is sometimes just for the guys to hang out with the guys and sharpen one another and the ladies to do the same.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's like community. You know, it's just the biggest thing. And I think we as ladies being able to, you know, have Sheology, be able to lock arms with one another, go through life with one another. You know, we're all in different seasons, different, you know, walks of life. And so honestly, it for me, being able to attend Sheology, now be on staff with Sheology, it's been life-changing. It really has. I've broadened my horizon with females of not just my age, but older ladies that I can gain wisdom from, younger ladies that I can pour into, you know, my experience.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Well, you know, I'm going to key into something you said. The guys don't lock arms. The guys, they might actually. The guys might, you know,
might be a surprise.
That man, the big man hug. But they lock shields. But the truth is, the ladies are getting together. They're putting on their spiritual armor.
Yeah.
And they are locking shields together.
Absolutely.
Sharpening one another.
Yeah.
Going into the community, whether, you know, single ladies, married ladies, widowers,
divorcees.
Yeah. You know, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, if you're listening, you have a friend at Sheology that's just waiting to meet you.
Yeah.
The next opportunity is just around the corner. What's coming up in January?
So we have Leading Ladies, our brand new 5-week Bible study beginning on Tuesday, January 7th at 6:30 p.m. So Leading Ladies, we are going to study the women of Genesis. So we are going to study as we encountered the legacy of faith left by the women of Genesis who found triumph in the midst of tragedy. So the women are Eve, Lot's wife, Sarah, Rachel and Leah, and Rebecca. So we are sure to dive into really incredible stories just about women who found that triumph in the midst of their tragedy.
Do either of you have a favorite on the way?
Chloe, I'm going to have you speak to that.
I would probably say, you know, honestly, I'm looking forward to all of them.
Yeah.
But
It's like asking a parent who's their favorite child.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. They're just all incredible. You know, I think there's each woman of Genesis that Lenny is going to be touching on. I think it's just, it has a different impact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we encourage you to go to the website, ladies, sheology.com. And you can peruse not only information about Leading Ladies that's coming up in January, Tuesday night, starting January
7th.
January 7th, ladies. You know, the study starts, the worship and study starts at 6:30, but so much happening before that, Madison.
Yeah. So we have demos and tutorials. So demos and tutorials are aimed to bridge the gap of awkwardness for the women who arrive early.
Yeah.
And Bible study hasn't quite started yet. So we've created demos and tutorials for them to learn more substance. Yeah. So we're going to be hearing topics on how to find your signature scent. We're going to be talking about budget-friendly and time-saving clean eating, time management. We're also going to be learning about how just a few minutes of your day can change the course of your life and start your year off faithfully. And ladies, each week, so join us in SoPo at 5:30 p.m. on Osuna campus, and you're going to learn each week on a specific topic that I just mentioned. And these are women from the Sheology community, and you're going to be able to glean on these topics from them. It's almost like a New Year's resolution that we're trying to give these ladies on how, you know, they can grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, and be able to go back into their homes and in their workplaces and just lead better. And you know, show the love of Christ out to the community.
All right, ladies, we're just about out of time, but I want to make sure to throw it back to you. You know, actually, since it came to mind, childcare for those wondering.
Yes. So we are completely booked on childcare for this semester. We know that it is a needed thing, though. So what we have is a family room dedicated for all mamas to be able to watch the teaching together amongst each other in a room, as well as the kiddos to be able to enjoy crafts in that room. So it's going to be located in the family room in the main building. You can still bring your kiddos. You can also place your kiddos on a wait list just in case all of the kids from Shiology Kids program who have registered already do not show up. It's not too late to put them on a waiting list so that we may call you if all the children do not show up.
How do they get on that waiting list? Is that at Shiology.com?
Visit Calvary Kids or email info@Shiology.com.
Very good. All right. We're pretty much out of time, but I hate to have you walk out and like, but I had to, anything else, ladies, we're leaving that absolutely needs to get covered, or do we?
Yeah, so you can register for $10 today at Shiology.com. Again, that's Shiology.com, and you can register today for $10. You can also purchase a Live Relationally book, which we're going to be diving into during this Bible study. You can purchase that at Shiology.com as well, or you can purchase it in SoPo during Bible studies.
All right. Madison, Chloe with Shiology. Shiology.com is the website to go to. Ladies, thank you and Merry Christmas.
Yes. Thank you. Merry Christmas, Steve. Right. Thanks for having us.
And real quick, it's going to be real quick. Your favorite Christmas movie?
The Holiday.
Is that the Jack Black one?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't watched it yet. Okay.
Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh, yeah. I have watched that. Yeah, I don't remember. I know I liked it.
Yes.
Yeah, I said it yesterday. Muppets A Christmas Carol. That's my favorite.
Yes. A good one. Classic. Yep.
All right. Well, thanks, ladies. And when we come back, we'll catch up with the Heritage Foundation, Genevieve Wood, next on ABQ Connect.